saying, Steve?
Hey, you want a refill?
Oh, sure.
Thanks, Ma. Let's see now. Okay. 4 sandwiches, 2 bags of chips, 2 juices, and a 6-pack of Twinkies. where's Harriet?
Oh, Nassau is so beautiful. I wish I was going with you.
Yeah, well, Ma, this is our second honeymoon, so I'm glad that you're not.
Your father and I never needed a second honeymoon.
Oh, why not?
Because the first never ended.
Well, I can't wait. You know, Harriet and I wanted to go to Nassau on our first honeymoon, but we couldn't afford it back then. Oh, Ma, look.
What? Ooh, wait. What a nice hunk of ice.
Uh-huh. I'm going to surprise Harriet on our last night in Nassau.
Oh, no, give it on the first night. You'll have a better time.
So you just sit down. I'm going to confirm my seats, okay?
Oh, I can take care of it.
You just sit there and be beautiful, babe. Hi.
Please get in line.
Well, there is no line.
Well, then you'll be in front, won't you? Next.
Hello.
Tickets, please. Flight 613 to Nassau. Your flying coach?
Yep.
Ooh, snug fit.
Could we cut the sarcasm and move this thing along?
I'm trying to relieve my tension. We've had 2 crashes this week. Seat preference?
Somewhere near the emergency exit.
Nope.
How about a window seat?
Oh, wait. No.
Well, do you have any 2 seats together?
Yes, seats 12F and 12G. We'll be boarding in just... Hello? What? Again? Okay. Folks, we regret to inform you that our airline has just gone out of business.
What?
All flights are hereby canceled. Oh. Thanks for trying to fly Island Breeze Air. Tell your friends about us. Well, never mind.
I don't know. Listen, what's the deal? What about our tickets? Will any other airline honor them?
Oh, you were serious. Well, you could try that. As for me, I'm going to grab a corn dog and go look for a new job.
I don't want to make this mess here.
I don't know.
They'll never miss this.
What'd you bring?
Chicken feet. Hot and spicy. Now, what you reading?
Swimwear today. It's the thong issue.
Ooh, the thong issue.
Uh-huh. Ooh, wee, look at that babe right there.
Ooh.
Man, I'd give anything to go out with a woman this fine. But it'll never happen.
Why not, Edo? Why, ladies flock to you like maggots to roadkill. You're the man.
Maybe to you. But to pull high-caliber chicks like this, you gotta be rich, famous, have a yacht, and not live at home.
Yeah, but you gotta use some of my woo-woo juice.
Woo-woo juice? What's that?
Oh, just a love potion I whipped up a couple years back.
Well, does it work?
Oh, like a charm. Let's see. Where's my rack of patent pendings? Here we go. Woo-woo juice. The world's most powerful aphrodisiac.
Well, have you tried it?
Sure. Well, I used to have a lab rat named Loveless Larry. He was a skinny, scrawny feller, shunned by all the lady rats.
And you tried your woo-woo juice on him?
One drop. He fathered 6,000 children. Found him in his cage, dead as a doornail, with a big smile on his face.
Steve, I'm gonna volunteer to be your first human test subject.
What?
Ah, yeah. Give me that juice.
Now, I don't know, Edo. We have to consider the ethical ramifications here.
The what?
Well, Eddie, my woo-woo juice will make you irresistible to the first woman who comes within sniffing distance.
Then the bad part is?
Why, the attraction would be artificial. It's not free choice. Why, the poor young lovely would be crazed with desire for you. She'd be kissing you and rubbing and touching and crying and hugging and grabbing and...
Steve, give me that juice.
Whoa, whoa,
come on, Steve, what? Give me the juice.
Look what you did.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Yeah, well, sorry won't feed the bulldog.
Just wash it off.
I can't. No matter how hard I scrub, this stuff will stay on me for a week. Now, I've got to get out of town before some poor, unsuspecting female falls madly in love with me.
Steve, ooh, you left your loofah in the tub again. Here. Steve.
Yes?
Something different about you.
No. Same old nerdy icky Steve.
What's that smell?
Chicken feet.
You're so funny.
Oh, Lord.
It's a magnetic, sensuous, manly smell.
Oh, Lord. Well, what are you doing?
My. You filled out since, yesterday.
No, it's just a winter bloat.
So, what are you and your bloat doing later?
What?
Well, I'm picturing you and me cuddling in front of a cozy fire.
Cuddling?
I'm going to go pick out something appropriate to wear for the occasion. Steve, You've been chasing me for years. Well, tonight, you just might catch me.
I sure hope so. We have two tickets to Nassau on Island Air, flight 613.
Gee, they went belly up.
I know. We were hoping you could honor our tickets.
Well, several people from that flight have asked us the same thing.
Oh. And?
You've been hosed.
Look, there must be something you can do.
There is this little trick that only I know. Excuse me. Yes? Sorry, folks. Shift change. Bye.
Oh, but you... I'm gonna get somebody here tonight. I promise.
May I help you?
By myself.
How'd you get another job so fast?
Personality. Now, what are we trying to do here?
We'd like two tickets to Nassau.
All right. Two tickets. Round trip, $830.
What? Island Breeze only charged $400.
And you wonder why they went out of business.
Just give us the tickets.
You got it, Mr. Sunshine. Yikes. Book solid.
Booked!
Solid. Oh, wait. Good news here. I've got you two seats on Coral Reef Air, flight 346 to Nassau, leaving from gate D61.
Well, great. Thanks. Yeah, okay. Where's D61?
Oh, about a mile down the concourse.
Okay.
Fantastic. When do they leave?
In 3 minutes.
Come on.
They'll never make it.
Oh, Harry, we made it.
Nassau, here we come.
Yes.
Attention, please. Flight 346 to Nassau has been delayed due to inclement weather.
What?
Hopefully, it'll just be a few snow flurries instead of the record-breaking blizzard they're predicting on the radio.
Interrupted. There's no one else in the house. Nice winter ensemble. Sort of a mix between Eddie Bauer and Elmer Fudd. Yeah. Oh, I love that snort.
What?
Steve, I was hoping to see you tonight, so I put on something extra special for you. It's a new outfit, and I really hope you like it. Do you like the way it feels? Here. Let me help you out of that jacket.
Oh, well, I don't know if we should really, you know, This might not be a good idea.
Steve, I've been thinking back over all the years we've known each other and how relentlessly you pursued me. Then today, all of a sudden, I realized that I'm in love with you.
I've dreamed of hearing those words ever since the first day I laid eyes on you.
Well, you're not dreaming now.
Feels so right. Oh, but this is bad. But I like bad. Oh, now I must be strong. Be strong.
Steve, what's the matter?
Oh, Laura, the feelings you have for me are a fake, a fraud, a sham, a cheat.
What are you talking about?
I made a love potion called woo-woo juice and spilled it on myself. You walked in and bam, you never stood a chance, baby.
Wait a minute, my devotion comes from a potion?
Yeah, we gotta slow down before we make that motion. This is the antidote. The moment I put it on, your feelings for me will fade faster than Milli Vanilli's career.
Steve, I don't believe my feelings for you are false. But you know what? Even if they are, I don't care.
You don't?
No. I love being in love with you. Throw that in the fire. Steve, honey, it didn't work. I still think that you smell awful.
I do?
Yeah, I told you to throw that stuff away. Ooh, step back. Ooh, I must have been asleep on the couch because I just had the weirdest dream.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I dreamt that I fell in love with you. We even shared a passionate kiss. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Hysterical.
To the islands, lovely lady. We got a sun man, we got a music man, and we got a love.
Carl, huh? Have you snapped your cat?
No, pretty lady, but it's true, I'm crazy for you. Mrs. Winslow, we have been married for 25 years. We've had hard times and we've had good times. But I want you to know that I wouldn't change one minute of it. Would you spend the next 25 years of your life with me, Mrs. Winslow?
Yes, Carl. 100 times, yes.
Gentlemen, snowplows are clearing the runway, and Flight 346 to NASA will be boarding shortly.
Yeah! Hit it, boys!
Natalie. I'm here to meet Carl and Harriet Winslow. Lovely couple. Salt of the earth. Why, they took me in when the rest of the world shunned me.
That's nice.
Hey, want to see a picture of them?
No.
I sure you do. Here, hold these. Here, hold these. I'm sorry. I'll get it. Oh! Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. What are you doing? Wait, 1 second. Wait, just let me get my arm. Wait. You, man.